sinker, Bruce Van Dyke. We have 61 degrees.
Yeah, we had a nice blue sky yesterday. But, you know, you take the weather, whatever weather it is. You have a plan to come someplace, and you don't stop coming there because of the weather. We are broadcasting live from the Nest this morning on Route 6 in Vermilion. It's day two of our spotlight on Vermilion, and we couldn't escape coming to Vermilion without talking to Diane Chestnut of Friends of Harbortown 1837. A little bit of a mouthful for an organization. Tell me what that means, Harbortown 1837.
When it was formed by four men, they wanted to include the historic district, the original plot where the settlers came, and they named it Harbortown, and of course the friend H-A-R-B-O-U-R. Anyhow, it's 1837 when the city we were founded. And so that is the mouthful, but a lot of times we just call it the downtown Vermilion area. And we are so proud of everything. We started all the restoration of the downtown, and it's really paid off from a lot of labor, a lot of heavy labor, 81 trees planted in it. We've done it all.
So these things didn't just happen.
Oh, no.
It was people that had a plan and had sort of a vision
That's
of
right.
how to create
We worked
this.
With Lorain County Regional Planning, Dick McGinnis, and we started, and we had took every area that was public in the downtown, every park, every boat, everything, and had committees for each one, went through, restored them, cleaned them, and have labored hard. And today we're doing buildings.
The parks, talk about those for a moment. They're all unique in their own way. They
yes.
have different qualities to them. You just have to remember which is Victory, which is
That's right.
Exchange Park. If you're, someone right. says, meet me there, and you're thinking, which park are we talking about?
You're
what
right.
side of the tracks?
You're
kind
right.
of, that it's,
and truthfully, in the years coming along and past, we have new places, little nooks and crannies, you know, where people want to go to see the sunset or see the beach or where can I go swimming. You know, when you travel along US 1 in Massachusetts and up there, you're always looking, how can I get to that ocean, you know, out to the points or the island area or whatever. And we have that too. And we're working on it and continue to do that. But today, we're working on a Vermilion's Heritage Center area, where we have the train depot, the old schoolhouse, we have Hall Coal Building, and we now have a 1909 wooden caboose being restored by the Nickel Plate Railroad fellas. So we have a lot of work to do, and we have Commodore's Place. So that's where the buildings are, that's where the heritage is of through the years, over and above the downtown heritage. And then we have also, you know, many other things in the making. And so we're very, very proud of every place. Oh, Jib's Corner is the big one.
There's nothing like an old caboose. And it sounds to me, from all you mentioned there, you must have a lot of friends.
We do. And, you know, they always tell you when you try to raise money, but also when you have projects, you want the leaders that have contacts. Contacts are so very important. And it's, you know, right now we're dealing with the retired Nickel Plate Railroad and the National Heritage and Historical Society of the Nickel Plate North area. They have now just donated to us $500 towards a caboose. They've taken a great interest in what we're doing, and we're very proud, and we have one of our people from North Carolina on the board, so we're on our way. But that's heavy work. Today they're wondering and they're working on how do they lift the roof so they can put new wood panels on the side. So it's like, it's a big job and a lot ahead.
Well, that makes some of your planting that you have to do a little bit later today not seem so difficult, right?
Yes, carry a shovel and push the dirt. Plant the flower that everybody likes to see in Victory Park. We aren't finished yet around the fountain, and we have a truckload of things that we need to get in. And I have the youth of the high school that helps us, and also their parents now, and people wanting to adopt a garden. Then that takes a lot, you know, of our work away from us. But we're getting ready for the Fish Festival area with having our Traders Exchange in Exchange Park. And we have vendors coming in, and that is a fundraising for all you've heard me say. And then we have on the 23rd, I think it is, the new group, which is the Vermilion Downtown Businesses, will have a community yard sale. And they're going to be having it every month, as well as we will have a show in the park June, July, August, and September. And they will follow the Saturday after us. All working to accomplish goals that we have to achieve.
The areas that you're restoring, what's the use for them, or how is the public interacting with what you're creating there? With
right now, we don't have the public going in the buildings until we are finished. And that's because of, you know, making sure that they don't trip, because the men have wood all over. Well, I shouldn't say all over, but
it's
in the area.
It's still being restored. Isn't it?
It's right. Being okay. Restored. Everything's being restored. It will be opened up. Since the city did not allow us to have the caboose outside at the old schoolhouse and all that property next to the train depot, we have it inside. And it's inside Commodore's place that used to be part of the Spice Factory, and they had loading dock. So our railroad fellas made track in there and cleaned it out and rolled that.
The people in. Laying railroad tracks to get it in there?
Yes, they did. And then a truck came from New York and picked it up in Pennsylvania at Pennsylvania's largest museum and dropped it here. And we are very, very proud because it's part of the Smithsonian project also.
I'm just fascinated by all the history that you've got working.
We have a lot of history, and that's what we are about. And we have worked now 49 years very, very hard, all of us. And it's many teams, you know, and people like you we need. You can come and help. Yes.
There you go.
I can't.
Now, Bruce is starting a vacation tomorrow. He's got free time on his hands, right?
We'll see. We'll have to work.
We will accept you.
You mentioned 49 years ago.
Yes.
And 50 years ago, the Festival of the Fish began.
Right.
Was there some dynamic, something going on in town that around that time that this community support came to be?
We were started by four businessmen. Ted Wakefield, you've heard that name over and over again. And then the actual first community meeting called the Friends of Harbortown, which were named by the men. And then we opened up to the public and formed all the different committees and all, was in 1970-71. And we've been going since then as all the volunteers. Nobody is paid. Everything that we receive in donations goes towards the project they want, or it is used for something that we feel is imminent that we have to have. That's a big thing.
Yep. What's your big event that you have coming up? There's always something that Harbortown, Friends of Harbortown 1837 are putting on. I know at Christmas time there's holidays. What's happening during the summer that you're really involved
Well, these with? We have the four vendors and the antiques artists in the park. And that is the first Saturday or the second Saturday, depending on, you know, what other events are. But June, July, August, and September. That is a fundraising. And, of course, we have to keep fundraising. Right now we're working on raising money of $35,000 for roof of the new of the old schoolhouse. That's in 1847, and it has to have a new roof. So we're working hard on that, and we appreciate all the support, you know, financially, and whether it's children coming with their dimes, nickels, or whatever. The Downtown Historic District was developed, and I was so proud, where two boys of a teacher came and said, I want to adopt this tree, and gave us their allowance to pay for it. Now, that's what we are about. And we have a child that helped raise money for moving of the train depot when Alex Agnew, the mayor, was so close with all of us in history and wanted to save it, and we did. We moved it over to the old schoolhouse property. So we have a lot going, and it is total a community. My father owned Vermilion Hardware, you know, for 64 years. So we tap all the people from the township are all involved. It isn't just downtown Vermilion, but people from all walks of life. With the caboose, we have donors that gave from Bucyrus, and they come to help on the caboose. So we have a wide range of people in all ages, ages up to 86 and 90.
So everybody feels a passion,
be
a part of everything.
It is a big passion.
Whether they
are
native from Vermilion or they've moved here, they find something
that's
in the community.
Right. And we welcome everybody. Just put on your gloves and come and help, call. We do need help, and we have a lot to do and a lot of different things going at the same time because there's different interests. We let them sign up for what they would like to do.
So if people want to find out more or get involved, where can they get? How can they do that?
They can call me at 440-654-8847. And that's my cell phone. And I certainly would be love to welcome them. I do want to tell you that the other fundraising we have is the last full weekend of June, July, August, and September. We have a big, huge flea market at Commodore's Place on State Street, the blue building right next to the train depot and all, where the caboose is. But the big fundraising, and that is because we need to raise a lot of nickels and dimes. But the place is full. We encourage people to come. All types of things, from furniture, frames, just everything. It's amazing. Come and see, because that is our largest fundraising going now.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing all that's going on in Vermilion.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for asking me.
Sure.